Carla, can you call the next item?
Item 744, establish the Special Appropriations Committee and outline the review process for awarding one-time special appropriations grants.
Hello. Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Craig Haynes, and I'm an analyst in the Office of Management and Finance Grants Management Division. Today, I'm here to introduce the resolution to establish the Special Appropriations Committee and outline the review process for awarding the one-time special appropriation grants in the amount of $1 million for fiscal year 2017 to 2018. The Special Appropriations Committee will be comprised of a staff representative from the mayor's and each council office, and they will be tasked with reviewing the grant applications and making recommendations of awards. Prospective applicants will apply for funding under the following areas: expanding opportunities for youth, community-based arts and culture, expanding economic opportunity for Portlanders, and community health. The application process opens July 3rd, 2017. Grant application template will be available on port and online Office of Management and Finance, Bureau of Revenue and Financial Services, Special Appropriations website. A link to the application should also be or will also be available on each commissioner's webpage. Application closes on August 15th, 2017. Commencing August 23, 2017, the committee begins reviewing the applications. On September 27th, the Special Appropriations Committee will submit a report to Council with recommendations for funding the highest-ranked applications for the fiscal year 17-18 competitive one-time grants, and the Council will vote on these recommendations. Starting September 29th, applicants will be notified that they have received a grant. A list of the requirements to have them set up as vendors in the city system and to establish the grants in SAP will also be sent to the new applicants. That concludes my presentation. I'll try my best to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Madam President, just a couple of comments to salt the discussion, and thank you for your presentation.
You're welcome.
I have the honor of serving as the council liaison to the Regional Arts and Culture Council. So what I'm about to say may sound counterintuitive, but we have established as one of the criteria community-based arts and culture. Let me just express a concern that I have with this category. It is my belief that this is intended to capture unique, innovative applications that otherwise would not be competing through the normal process that the Regional Arts and Culture Council has set up. It has been my suspicion that that we have, in effect, sent a signal that people can get two bites of the apple by seeking money through the formal grant process at RAC and then using us as a backup. I think that would be the wrong signal.
Okay.
We give RAC a lot of money and we ask them to serve on our behalf as the screening committee to make very difficult decisions among very worthy applications for operating support and the like. And the idea that one can bypass that system and get a commissioner or two to support an application that otherwise should be pending before RAC, I think it's a mistake. That said, I believe that through our process, what we can encourage is the kind of applications that may not traditionally fit within RAC's guidelines. Last year, the council appropriated a modest amount of money to the Confluence Project, which is an effort to recognize Native American history up and down the Columbia. Doesn't quite fit, and we were approached in our position as a sovereign. That is, the nonprofit is seeking to have all the governments along the Columbia that have indirectly or benefited from the destruction of tribal fishing grounds, the building of dams, to participate. That doesn't quite fit within the traditional guidelines, and I thought that was one of the reasons we were collectively moved to fund it. as the city of Portland backing it. I also think from time to time there'll be a special request from a community-based arts organization that is doing capital fundraising to preserve a facility that otherwise would be lost. Our friends at Milagro Theater are trying to build an endowment to maintain a particularly culturally competent programming in their site. To me, that's different. But I just want to put down a marker, and I don't know how we might be able to recognize this through the literature, but I don't want us to give the impression that, you can opt out of the RAC system and put an operating grant in. But we do welcome unique and innovative requests for funding around the arts. So it's a delicate balance, but I just offer that for your consideration.
If I may address your concern, I think that could be addressed in the application process. We could ask, are you receiving any funding from any other organization within the city of Portland? And if they say we're getting funding from RAC, then maybe their application
and
would
not be
considered.
And if I could tweak that, are you receiving public funding
yes.
from any of these local organizations? And that would be the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Arts Commission, RAC, the County Arts Commission. Or have you submitted a request for funding?
Exactly.
That way, at least we can cross-reference. And again, I'm the Arts Commissioner. I will always vote for robust funding for these things. But I don't want people getting just into the habit of seeking two bites of the apple and, in effect, bypassing the competitive process that RAC administers.
I am in agreement with you, Commissioner Fish.
Yes. I appreciate you raising that concern, and I do agree not only in the application information, but also in the direction that we give to the participants on the committee.
Yes.
For myself, one of the great things about this program that Mayor Hales started is that it's not who knows two or three commissioners and who can get their funding, which previously was how things went through the regular budget process. Rather, it's each of us has a delegate. And those delegates perhaps would receive that same advice,
yes.
that although people are free to apply, the people who are voting on the committee should bear that in mind, that if they have applied. Because I think sometimes, too, organizations might be wanting, say, $100,000 and apply for 50 one place and 50 another.
Yes.
They really need to look at, as Commissioner Fish said, the impacts, and maybe that's appropriate if it's a big enough project. Last year, the committee chose to limit individual funds to $100,000, and many were less. What we did find, though, was we had many more applications than we had funds available. The really great thing about this, and why I'm glad this is on the regular agenda and with your presentation, is to get the information out to people that applications will be solicited and that there will be a clear and objective public process in order to be able to select, culminating in an appeal, an appearance in a hearing at council, that anybody who feels like they didn't get a fair shake can still come and talk to the final decision makers.
So can I comment on something that you said? You said we received lots of applications last time around. Are you thinking of increasing the one-time funding from $1 million to $2 million?
That would have been nice. In fact, I'm not entirely clear whether we might already have used some of this year's funding for the
$350,000
for Portland United Against Hate, right?
Yes.
So
$350,000
has been allocated for that program.
Right. So then we're down to
$650,000,
and that is obviously less than $1 million. The challenge is we as city council have to balance all of the things we're asked to do for the entire budget, and so I think there's a challenge in figuring out how much should be more in this other process versus what we consider. Bearing in mind all the other factors that we have to consider, like police, fire, and
yes.
other things. So we came to the determination that $1 million minus the Portland United Against Hate money was the correct number for this year.
Okay.
It could be more or less next year, but I do think this is the right process for it.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for that discussion. I think I largely agree with you. My office is digging into the public budgeting process and what that would look like, and
okay.
looking at opportunities as we move forward to implement that, and I think this could be one of them, and I'm looking forward to spreading the word in my community, which is kind of more grassroots arts and culture community,
yes.
about this, because I know there are hundreds of individuals in small organizations that may not qualify for RAC funding or may experience too many barriers to that process who we might want to support.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Carla, is there any public testimony?
Yes, we have one person signed up, Shedrick Wilkins.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and I would like to use this Appropriation Committee because I'm on kind of a crusade to highlight the solar panels on Montgomery Park with some sort of artistic sign or something, at least. Maybe that is powered by LEDs at night or something. I'll let people decide what to put on it. I'd like to get a reputation for solar energy for the simple fact that I just read in the Oregonian that the Oregon State Director of Energy was fired because he stole $300,000. And I'm certainly not going to steal $300,000 of the state money. But I need a reputation in alternative energy. And I think Portland has a good opportunity if someday, I remember living through the 1979 oil embargo. Portland could actually, because of light rail trolleys, function in an oil embargo and not blame other countries for embargoing the oil. And I remember those times that people wanted to go to war with Iran because or the Middle East. I'm not into that, and it makes people hate other people. For Portland, if there is an oil embargo, and there will be in the future, we should still be able to function. And part of that is using alternative energy for heat and electricity and storing it as well. So one of my things is I heard this guy got fired. He had a relationship with the Army. I'm an Army veteran, and I have a degree in electrical engineering, and I'll find out if he did.
Thank you. Carla, could you please call the next item?
No, this is a resolution.
Oh, sorry.
So we get a chance to
talk. Oh, gosh. I was just jumping ahead. Okay. Let's back up. So is there a motion to move this item?
It's a resolution.
It's a resolution.
Okay. So do vote we just on. Vote on it? Oh, okay. Great. Carla, can you please call the roll?
Fish?
I am very supportive of this new process, and I think it worked really well last year, and I'm proud of where the committee landed. And if it was within my power, we would add additional resources to this worthy program. And thanks to Jamie Dunphy, who serves as my liaison on this and is very diligent in the work that he does. Aye.
Fritz.
I also am very pleased that we're having this more clear and objective way of doing things. We're going last year, my chief of staff, Tim Crail, was the delegate to this. We're going to give somebody else a turn this year, Christina Nieves, so that we all can experience the challenges that council has when we're asked to fund so many things and don't have infinite resources. I do appreciate the work that's been done, and I look forward to hearing about the applications, because that's the way it happens. People get their applications in. Last year, the applications had to be submitted by August 15th, and then there were notification of acceptance by September 21st. So it's fairly short order to get the word out to the community to look and get the application and send it in, and then we do try to get the money out as quickly as possible, because we know that there's good things that need to be funded in the community. Aye.
You daily.
Thank you, and aye. Carla, can you